The Ten Commandments of Abdu'l-Bahá, New Persian Prophet. Wednesday, February 5, 1913, Los Angeles. Publication, LA Times. 1. The Unity of the Human Race. God is the creator of all, the provider for all, and is kind to all. If He is not kind, we cannot have creation. Therefore, we must all associate in a spirit of fellowship and love. All religions and nations must love each other from the hearts and souls. 2. The Declaration of Universal Peace among all religions, races, nations, and fatherlands. With regard to these lofty principles, he wrote many epistles to the reigning kings and queens of the world, including one to Queen Victoria, to which Her Late Majesty did not reply. 3. Religions must be the cause of amity and love. If religion is to be the means of hatred and rancor, it is better to be an irreligious man, an atheist. 4. Religion must ever conform with science and reason. If religion does not do so, it is a heap of superstitions, because when we study the bases of Christianity, the Mosaic Law, Confucianism, Mohammedanism, and Brahmanism, we find that they all conform, in their origins, to science and reason. 5. Religious prejudice, racial bias, national prejudice, patriotic prejudice, political prejudice, are the destroyers of the foundations of the human race. As long as these prejudices exist, humanity will not attain to universal peace. The humankind are one family. 6. Men and women are equal. We must give the highest education to women and cause them to enter the University of Learning so that they may acquire science and art and craft equal to the level of men. Equality obtained by force is not to be commended. In nature, the fact that there is no difference between the sexes is manifest. 7. Universal spread of education. All children everywhere are to be educated. None is to remain ignorant. If the parents are unable to supply education, the government must give it and make it compulsory. 8. The establishment of a readjustment in the economic conditions of society. Justice and fairness for all, but the classes not to be disturbed. 9. The organization of an international court of arbitration. The laws of this court are to be binding on all humanity. 10. The inauguration of an auxiliary universal language that must become part of the curriculum of all primary schools of the world. This will dispel long misunderstandings. No one will be obliged to study a large number of languages. Two will be enough.